The Toronto Chamber Orchestra with Samuel Arnold's Overture in D. We heard the Allegro and you are with the Oasis here on a Wednesday, the new Classical FM. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Bent Jorgen is with us here on the Oasis this afternoon. For the last four decades, he has been a major force within the world of dance in this country and the co-founder of Canada's Ballet Jorgen. He has created more than 30 ballets, and much of his focus has been to reimagine classic works to create relevancy for a modern audience. Of course, the ballet is a living, breathing, touring operation with major performance goals and schedules, and that has all been brought to a halt due to the pandemic. For example, all remaining performances of Ballet Jorgen's Anne of Green Gables through May 30th have been rescheduled. On a positive, in the early stages of the COVID response, the company was able to continue to pay its artists. Canada's Ballet Jorgen has also put together online offerings, including ballet instructionals on its Instagram page and new performance offerings on its YouTube page. If you would like to help, you can donate to the ballet at canadasballetjorgen.ca and also keep updated on the latest news. Joining me is Bent Jorgen. Welcome back to the new Classical FM.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Really great to have you here. And tell us about the last several months for Canada's Ballet Jorgen. What has been going through your mind? What have you been having to do to make everything work going forward?
Well, it's been an interesting time. You probably know we are Canada's most active arts organization, so we do over 4,000 events every year. So mid-March, that all came screeching to a halt, like we're running into a brick wall. We were in North Battleford, Saskatchewan. We did a show on Sunday night, and on Monday, we started canceling the rest of the season. So we had to, you know, go from basically full throttle to breaking immediately. So it was a big change, but you know, every opportunity that's out there, there's always something that you can do with it. So as you mentioned in your intro, we really pivoted to digital programming that we have, you know, always been doing. But now we're really focused on doing some new and exciting stuff, including original creations that are actually created right online virtually with the dancers in their homes and choreographer in another place. And they're working together and creating new works that we probably would never have thought of doing before. So it's kind of, you know, a little bit of a silver lining, but it's certainly really difficult for our artists to not be able to practice their art together. And of course, training is really important for ballet dancers. So that's a tough one. So it is challenging, but we're finding ways to manage at this point.
We are seeing that your spring schedule in both Canada and the U.S. has been moved to the fall or next spring. So you're going to have your work cut out for you once things get back up and running. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but you know, right now we're just hoping that we can get back to performing sometime soon. And the biggest challenge for us is just the uncertainty of when we can actually start performing again. So, you know, as soon as we can get back to it, we are ready. You know, we live the same reality everyone else does. So we're just waiting to see if this is going to be in the fall or if it's going to be pushed even further back at this point. So that is the real challenge, just the uncertainty of what we're dealing with here.
You touched on it a moment ago. You know, I've spoken to many artists over the last month or two who have taken this moment of downtime and done something great with it. And I think, you know, at least for the time being, there is a lot to be done here. It is a bit of an opportunity.
It is an opportunity, and we are, you know, looking at, you know, new programming that we may continue even after this is over, assuming that it will be over. And, you know, there's some cool ideas out there that, you know, how about, you know, drive-in ballet? That's one thing we might explore even this summer. So, you know, we're ready, and we're trying everything we can. So we really just want to be able to get back. The hardest part for us right now is that we can't actually work in the studios. We can't develop new work together. So everything we do actually has to be done separately. So that's the biggest challenge at this point. So we're hoping that at some point during the summer, we're going to be able to get back some kind of normal for us in terms of creating our art. And that will be a huge help once that opens up for us.
And you have some real stars on your social media pages right now who are showing different performance techniques and training videos and so on. You've got some dedicated people there.
We do, and they've embraced this. You know, they're performers, and now they get to perform from their homes. And as I mentioned earlier, we're creating this thing called the Home Series, where they're actually doing solos from their homes. And we love to infuse everything we do with humor. So they're short and they're funny, and we're hoping that they will inspire people and be sort of something that will make you feel a little bit better when you're locked down and can't really go out and see the arts. So we're focusing on the humor of the situation.
We have a lot of arts fans. We have a lot of ballet fans, dance fans. If they are saying, hey, I'd like to be able to help these young performers, this group that perhaps I've witnessed in the past, are you accepting donations right now?
We do, and I think for all your listeners, the performing arts, it's really hit hard.
It is.
If you have a favorite group, you know, we are so dependent on audiences, so we're all struggling at this point, and donations are welcomed by us and every other arts organization in Toronto right now.
Please visit Canada's Ballet Jorgen, and that's with a J, balletjorgen.ca, Canada's balletjorgen.ca, and you can donate there. And you can get all the most up-to-date information on future performances and programming. Bent Jorgen, always great to talk to you. I'm glad you're staying upbeat, and I'm glad that you guys are thinking outside the box right now to continue with your fantastic performances.
Thank you, Mark.
You are listening to the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.